Hi, and welcome to IETV's Friday Night Live series, weekly mental mind massages for those of us wanting to live a more peaceful, compassionate, and abundant life.
And these podcasts have been video recorded, so pop over to our Facebook, YouTube, or website, innateevolution.com, to watch us. Here we go.
Hi, welcome to this week's Friday Night Live. And instead of answering one of the questions of the week, have you noticed that Dominic has been spreading the news on his page? Thank you, Dominic. We're picking on you. But he's only one person, and he can't do that alone. So we're helping him. What we've found that the world is actually getting better. Things are just becoming more beautiful.
Don't take our word for it. Keep watching and we'll explain how and why.
But actually, the reporting on the good news has gone down. So the spread of negativity, I guess, mainstream news has gone up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's lots of good things about spreading good news. What we found recently is that studies have shown that good news spreads like wildfire. I want to say wildflowers. Wildfire. And I know the sensationalized tabloids is always thought to be spreading like wildfire. Everybody wants to know what Brad Pitt is doing. But actually, the journalists are now seeking out the heartwarming, fuzzy good news. And what does it do to our body? We decrease cortisol.
Which is a stress hormone.
Right. And when we decrease our cortisol, we feel better.
So we don't want you to take a word for it. We've researched the researchers and we've got some amazing facts and statistics to show you about how the world's getting better. So if you don't think the world is getting better, join the club, because most people don't, because the facts we're getting from the news aren't factual, surprisingly. What we did want to share is some facts about what's getting better and how it's getting better. We want to show you the opposite side of the news that just isn't publicized.
Right, so, it's just not being publicized.
Yeah. So here goes. Hold on to your seats for some incredible, incredible information. And take it away. Now, this is bona fide research. Global poverty. Okay, so global poverty basically means earning less than $2 a day. In 1950, 75% of the global population were in extreme poverty. In 1981, that had dropped to 43%, and now it's just 10%. This is marked as the greatest human achievement of our time. Is this in the papers?
No.
Is the fact that 130,000 people a day are escaping extreme poverty in the papers? No. I mean, extreme poverty has dropped by 36% just in the last 25 years, but you'd never know it unless you looked into it.
Right.
Again, there is still an immense amount of poverty. Believe me, I've traveled all over the world. I've been to India. I've been to Nepal and the Middle East. I've been in slums. I've seen it myself. So we're not putting rose-tinted glasses on what's happening here. Yes, there is poverty, but we're just pointing to the objective facts of what's actually happening with extreme poverty. The other thing, child mortality is 50% lower than it was just in 1990. And 2.6 billion, I'll say that again, 2.6 billion people have got access to clean water just from 1990 to 2015. And child labor has halved in 15 years. Is that on CNN? Is that on the BBC News?
No.
You would never know.
No.
You would think it's you'd think it's the complete reverse of that, but it's just not true.
Mm-hmm. And the environment. UK plastic bag sales have fallen 90%, and they've been completely banned in many of the United States territories and states.
Good going, guys.
Some of them are de facto, like Hawaii, meaning we aren't being told not to use, but just community-based, we decided not to use plastic. Global tree coverage for the first time is actually increasing. And renewable energy is now more cost effective than fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels is $148 per megawatt and solar is only 50. Solar and renewable energies are sort of three times less expensive than fossil fuels. So it doesn't make sense. And actually, for the first time in history, renewable energy sources are becoming more popular than fossil fuels.
Right. That's all we use in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Solar. Go ahead.
Tell about the bison.
Bison. In 1877, it was on the decline. Our beautiful four-legged fuzzy bison that roamed the plains. There was only 512, and we thought that they were going to extinct. Now 21,000 are up running around. Oh. So look out.
Careful when you're hiking.
Roaming the plains.
Also, say about the humpback whales.
Humpback whales in the early 20th century almost extinct, now back to almost 100% of their original numbers. Thank you, Dominic, for the last two. We took those off your page.
The apparent hole in the old ozone layer of Australasia is actually healing up. Yeah. And I've said that really, more renewable energy plants are being installed globally than fossil fuels. And again, I know there's still a lot of work to be done. Plastic is a terrible scourge on the ocean, and there's still a lot of fossil fuels being burnt. So again, we're just saying what the statistics are telling us. Yeah. We don't want to put rose-tinted glasses on this, but what we're really doing is we're telling you guys what's happening from a positive stance, because all you're really getting is what's happening from a negative
yes.
stance.
And the interesting, the graph that we just looked at that were also put on our webpage is the deaths from wars has actually decreased, mm-hmm. has gone down and down and down over the past 100 years. However, the arguing about it has increased. So there's a lot more chaos and conversation around this very heated subject. And seemingly it can seem like quite a battle is going on, but really, if you just uncover that, the deaths have just dropped.
Well, if you turn on the TV, you'd right. think, especially in America, my poor auntie watches the news and gets really worried. And
right.
I think many of us do. You'd think that there's just, the world is a haven for drug and yeah. alcohol and wars and death.
Because that's what we're being told.
Because that's what we're being told. But statistically, this isn't good ideas. This isn't rose-tinted glasses. USA violent crime has reduced by half since 1990. In fact, there were 70,000 nuclear weapons in the 80s. Now there's less than 10,000. And between 1990 and 1960, 1% death was from war.
Yeah.
Now there's 0.04%.
Right.
And even before the 1% statistic, before then, before the two great wars, the statistics on people dying from wars were actually much, much higher,
quite a bit higher.
Than they actually were in the 1900s, which mm-hmm. is really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, one other thing is that in the 1980s, autocracies, meaning society governed by one person with absolute power, outnumbered democracies. Now the reverse is true. There's more democracies in the world than autocracies, and that's the first time in history. So Jules, talk about this whole people worry about the world being overpopulated. And I mean, goodness, it has incredibly risen.
Well, before birth rate before the 50s, it was around 4.5 to 7 per family, and then in the 1950s is 4.7. Now 2.4. So there's actually less babies being born.
It's interesting. There was some research that asked people, do you think the world is getting worse or better?
Mm-hmm.
More than 90% of the people said the world is getting worse. Why? Because the information we're getting is from the news. However, it's just not true. Again, what we're being told is happening is happening to a degree.
To a degree, yes.
To a degree. We're not saying that bad things aren't happening. We're just saying that
it's not the only thing.
It's not the only thing going on.
Right.
And so
we have the power with social media. You have the power to spread joy. So, and to spread warmth and love. And it just feels better.
So, you know what? when we feel better, we do better.
Right.
When we feel better, we act better. If you're one of the people like I was who wanted to, who got really upset and negative about what's going on in the world, it just means that you care. You have empathy for our fellow brothers and sisters walking this green planet and dogs. You can hear a dog in the background. and you wanted to do something about it. But I think, to be honest, when you're spreading the good thing about life, it enlivens other people to do good things too.
It does.
People don't get so worried. Then the climate, the mental climate going into the collective conscious will be more positive, which will then create more positive things happening.
Right. So the good news about spreading good news is that it feels better. And also there's a domino effect in facilitating others to find faith in humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's stop talking about what's wrong with us and the world, although there is definitely stuff going on.
Right.
Let's look at what we're doing right.
Mm.
Let's look at the biggest achievement in modern history. Rise out of extreme poverty.
Mm.
Let's look at the 36% increase in access to clean water, like just within 25 years. Like, I don't know, like, we're more powerful than we can possibly imagine. I've traveled all over the world and I've seen the kindness of strangers. Let's look to humanity's heart and let's share that with other people.
Mm. Let's find joy, find it and spread it.
And we look forward to seeing you on our next week's Friday Night Live. Thanks so much for watching.
Thank
Lots of love
you.
To you all.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. To enjoy more content like this or to join one of our programs, please go to innateevolution.com. That's INNATEEVOLUTION.com.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And don't forget to read our book, Wholality, The Missing Link to Love. Until then, may you let inspiration and love guide your life.
And it's always okay to be human.
See you soon.